Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, April 23rd, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. And Glenn's gotta go. Yesterday, U.S. Airways issued a statement that its board decided to discontinue merger discussions with United. U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker reiterated that he still believes consolidation is a good idea. This isn't the first time another airline has called off merger talks with Tilton. Continental refused to comment on merger speculation other than to say, "We are examining Continental's options and will take whatever action we believe to be in the best interest of our stockholders, customers, employees, and the communities we serve." And that's the news in the ever-revolving door of merger mania. Airports across Europe began reopening Wednesday, 6 days after ash from the volcano in Iceland forced the shutdown of airspace and grounded most operations in major portions of Europe. Limited flight resumptions began on Tuesday, with more airports and airspace opening Wednesday in the United Kingdom, France, and Germany, and parts of Northern Europe. United flight operations are running close to normal. "During this difficult time for members affected by the flight disruptions, we appreciate the assistance of our AFA EAP committee, local councils, and local flight attendants who made the effort to ease the burden of being away from home for such a prolonged period of time. This week, we have reviewed reassignment education and contractual rights and legalities. As members return or commute to work following the closure of European airspace for nearly a week, consider the protections afforded us under the commuter policy and United's natural disaster policies. If you experience difficulty with enforcement of these policies, contact your local council for assistance and support." In United's 2009 proxy statement released this week, it was reported that United CEO Glenn Tilton saw his pay double to almost $3.9 million. The massive increase was in part a result of a new long-term incentive program adopted in April 2009 that gave Tilton options and restricted stock valued at $2.8 million at the time it was awarded last April. The exercise price on those options was $4.86 per share, and the first 66,667 of those stock options vested this month. Tilton exercised those shares, selling them for $23 each, giving a profit of $1.2 million based on the difference between the exercise price and their value when sold. The United Board of Directors said they considered the executive's performance in making the long-term incentive awards. Tilton isn't the only one to be profiting this week, as shares of United stock gained value as a result of the flurry of merger speculation taking place, as well as an article from the Wall Street Journal, which claims Tilton touted that the company is in the best shape of his tenure. United's proxy statement failed to set a date or location of the annual shareholder meeting. In a blog entry last Thursday, Jim Anderson, United Airlines 1K passenger and outspoken AFA flight attendant advocate, talked about a meeting he had had with United President John Tague. Mr. Anderson has spoken during the United Board of Directors meetings about his concerns about the operation and management of United, as well as the treatment of United flight attendants and other frontline workers. For consideration at this year's United Board of Directors meeting, Mr. Anderson has submitted a shareholder proposal asking the shareholders to cast a vote of no confidence in the leadership of Glenn Tilton and John Tague. Needless to say, this got the attention of United management, and a meeting was arranged to discuss Mr. Anderson's concerns. It should also be noted that as part of the deal to meet with Mr. Anderson, Tilton and or Tague set the condition that if they agreed to meet, Mr. Anderson would withdraw his proposal to the UAL board. During the meeting, Mr. Anderson relayed the feelings of employees he encountered during his travels into Chicago from Los Angeles. The employees all expressed the message they received from management was that they should feel lucky to have a job. John Tague, of course, expressed regret at this message, but said that he felt some of the blame fell on union leadership for propagating any such message. Mr. Tague further explained that United management does not feel that all unions in Section 6 negotiations are negotiating in good faith, explaining that talks are going smoother with other groups than they are with flight attendants and pilots. Mr. Tague explained that management's impression is that we will not accept anything less than what we had back in 2002, and that was hard to work around. Mr. Anderson corrected the misconception, reminding Mr. Tague of Tilton's assurance that if concessions were given to restructure the company, once United was profitable again, those concessions, if not in whole, in part, would be restored. In 2006 and 2007, when United posted profits, hundreds of millions of dollars were paid out to executives and shareholders, while the frontline employees continued to work under concessionary agreements, with only pennies into our 401k accounts compared to the windfall received by executives and shareholders. The assertions by Teague and echoed by United management that we are not negotiating in good faith is absurd. We have sacrificed enough and been forced to watch while management continues to reward themselves at our expense. Mr. Anderson's blog is thoughtful, well-written, and supportive of our concerns. We are fortunate to have him as an advocate. A new industry editorial recorded by retired AFA member Jerry Butts also reviews what it is that Mr. Anderson has to say about his experience with both United frontline workers and a management group that garners no confidence from anyone unlucky enough to spend any time with them. Your elected local council leadership are traveling to Las Vegas this week to attend the Spring Master Executive Council meeting, which convenes tomorrow, April 24th, and runs through April 26th. The meeting will break for your elected leaders to attend the AFA Board of Directors meeting April 27th through the 30th. As we near the 14th month of our Section 6 negotiations, we encourage you to take time to take part in our latest contract negotiation survey. A link to the survey, hosted by third-party BallotPoint, is available on our website, along with access instructions. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.